It's been almost two decades since Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. signed NAFTA, or the North American Free Trade Agreement. When he signed it, then-President Bill Clinton told Congress that the agreement was the only correct response to the world's rapidly changing economy.
I believe we have made a decision now that will permit us to create an economic order in the world that will promote more growth, more equality, better preservation of the environment, and a greater possibility of world peace.
Clinton referred to the debate over NAFTA as a symbolic struggle for the spirit of our country. In the years since it was signed in 1994, that struggle has continued. NAFTA has been condemned for decimating the Mexican economy, and it even led to mass protests. But it's also received praise from those who say that despite a slow start, loosening trade guidelines has turned poor cities into rich ones, helped Mexico export more products, and has helped more people earn a decent living. As a border city and a major agricultural producer, California has a big stake in NAFTA. UC Berkeley professor Harley Shaken has written extensively on the agreement, and he spoke with me about what it's meant for the state.
NAFTA isn't an obscure trade agreement that we may have forgotten about day to day. I think few people wake up saying, I wonder how NAFTA's doing today. But everyone who lives in California wakes up feeling the impacts one way or another of our trade with Mexico in some positive ways and also in some negative ways. So I think the economic integration affects us all, so it should put a high priority on making it the most effective economic integration for people on both sides of the border to have better lives, a better environment, and healthy, growing, sustainable economies.
Can you just tell us what are some of those specific ways that we actually feel this every day that we may not think about or know about?
Well, certainly some of the environmental implications. But what we've also seen is many manufacturing firms threaten to move their facility to Mexico. Last year, California exported about $25 billion worth of goods to Mexico. That should be great news, but most of those goods stay in Mexico only long enough to be assembled into something and then are sold in the U.S. market. That's not a healthy trading relationship. It may be better than nothing for Mexico, but I think we can do better than this by creating a more vibrant consumer market in Mexico. There have been some important steps in that direction, but not enough and not commensurate with what NAFTA could produce if the rules of the game were targeted towards broadly shared prosperity, families, communities, and regions in both countries gaining from the trade agreement, not the gains flowing disproportionately to narrow elites at the very top. While agriculture has been a huge area that's affected by NAFTA, it was, when NAFTA was enacted, enormously important in terms of the numbers of people that were engaged in agriculture in Mexico, about 20% of the working population, a far smaller part of the gross domestic product, that is, the value of all goods and services. In terms of trade, 80% plus of the trade is in manufactured goods, making things. A far smaller part of that trade is in agriculture, but that doesn't mean millions of Mexicans in particular, and many people in the U.S. haven't been affected by it. The surge of U.S. crops, often heavily subsidized, certainly produced with a lot more capital-intensive equipment on far more productive farms, has undermined an important part of Mexican agriculture that's resulted in many people leaving their farms without corresponding real opportunities in the industrial sector.
And has there also been more imports of Mexican produce to the U.S., to California in particular?
In certain areas, there's been a lot of fireworks. For example, we've just concluded what almost turned into a trade war over tomatoes. Mexico has been very successful in exporting tomatoes, but at a price that many growers in the United States feel makes them fully uncompetitive, and a compromise was worked out on that.